Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Private Partners, welcome to our bonus episode. Now, before we kick off the bonus episode, I just wanted to say, I've said it before, my book is coming out. I'm actually holding the hard copy of my book right now. It just got sent to me. I Can Explain, very exciting, coming out 16th of September. You can pre-order the book if you go to my Instagram, click on my bio. It's super fun. It's got so many stories that you haven't heard on the podcast before, so many real things about Spencer, Mitten, me, maybe Chelsea days, Strictly, business, mental health, everything. It's a really fun book, taking months to write. So hopefully you like it, hopefully you enjoy it. Go and pre-order now in my bio of my Instagram, or wait for the 16th of September. But also on the 20th of September in London, I'm doing a night with me and a special guest. You're going to know the guest very well. He's going to be on stage with me, a very close friend of mine. I can't tell you who it is yet, but it's really exciting. Go and grab your tickets to the tour. Again, go to my Instagram, click on the bio, go and get your tickets. It's at Garrick Theatre, 20th September in London. It's going to be on stage. You're going to meet me. You get a free book as well. You get a free book. So it's going to be great. Hopefully you like it and you get to come say hi. We get to talk about stuff. You get to shout things at me. I'll shout things back at you, Q&As, all those different things. Go and grab your tickets for a friend, for a loved one, for a brother, for a sister, for a boyfriend, for a girlfriend, whoever it is. I would love to see you there. So yeah, go and grab your tickets in my bio. Just click on it on my Instagram or go to Fame Productions, I think. Just go to my bio. It's so much easier. You can click, get the tickets for there. And the book, 16th of September. 16th of September it comes out or pre-order. Anyway, enough of my blabble. Here's the bonus episode with Alex Mitten. Hello, Private Partners.
What's
Why
up?
Why are you just sitting there typing on your phone?
What's up? I'm just finishing my chewy Skittles. Yummy.
Firstly, you just spoke about another sweet brand on this podcast.
Yeah.
When you can see my sweet sitting there.
Mate, Skittles shit all over candy kits.
No, they don't. That's a complete lie.
They're a huge, huge business. And I hope they buy you out, get your face off candy kits, and finally you can retire.
That's what you're about in life. Oh, sell. What money can I make? That's all you care about.
That's not.
It is. That's exactly what you care about.
I also like going on holiday. That's you.
What do you mean?
Mr. Sell.
Do you not know? I wish you cared more about the planet and things like that. You don't care about any of that.
Mate, that's just not true. You know how I got here? I walked. Because I'm so conscious.
You walked from South Kensington all the way to South Bank.
Yeah.
How long did it take
you? I stopped off at every vegan restaurant on the way.
To swear at them?
No, just to salute them.
To salute them?
Salute them and go, keep up the good work, guys.
They were all shut. It's Monday morning.
Yeah, it was a bit of a waste of time, but, you know, you've got to do your bit. When are you going to start doing your bit, Jamie? As a you know, business owner.
As a calm ambassador, I thought you were about to say.
What? As a calm...
Ambassador.
A calm geezer.
As a calm... campaign against living miserably. I'm an ambassador.
Okay, that aside, obviously, that is great work. But when are you going to start doing your bit?
I do my bit a lot.
You own businesses... You do various things. You've got a responsibility now. With great power
comes great responsibility.
Yeah, you're like Batman, only blonde.
Whose quote was that? Great power comes great responsibility.
I think it's a superhero. I think it's either Superman or Batman, I think.
Okay. Well, I think that I do. I create responsibility for myself. What I have realized recently, right? I'll tell you this: is that, and I think I said this to you before. For so long, I thought that it was important in the, it was important to like try and stay young forever. That's what I thought. By the way, Peter Parker said that. Elif just said that in the break.
After you just got delivered the information.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you dare.
Thanks,
try.
Elif. Thanks, Elif. Peter Parker.
Peter Parker picked a pepper. What was that tongue twister we used to
do? Oh, no, the tongue twister, what we used to say.
I'm a...
Oh, yeah, okay, you try... I'll do it, then
I'm
you try...
I'm a pheasant.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll do it, then you try and okay. do it. So the tongue twister to all you listeners is, I'm a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm sitting plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. But you have to speed it up. You can't hesitate to stutter.
I'm a peasant plucker.
I'm a peasant fucker. What are you talking about?
Okay, let's ready, start that again.
I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm sitting plucking pheasants at the pheasant plucker. Oh, my God. No.
I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'll be sitting fucking pheasants.
I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm sitting plucking pheasants at the pheasant plucker comes.
Yay. Nailed it.
Your turn, go.
No, I'm not.
Last time.
You've already done
it. If you get this right, I'll give you £100.
Okay.
And you have to go fast.
I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker son, and I'll be sat here.
No, I'm sitting plucking pheasants, and a pheasant plucker comes.
I'm a pheasant. I can't, mate. It's a Monday morning.
It's £100. Here you go. £100.
Okay,
go.
£100. I'm a pheasant plucker. I'm a pheasant plucker son, and I'll be sit here. Damn it! I'll be sit here. Okay.
So, how was your weekend, buddy? I'll tell you how mine was.
Before I even finish,
how was it? No, I'm joking. How was your weekend?
No, what did you get up to?
No, how was yours?
No, come on.
Mine was great. So what I did was I hosted Radio 1, BBC Radio 1 on Sunday.
Now you're moving into radio.
No,
genre is safe from Jamie Lang. No platform. When will you stop conquering? How was it?
It was really good. So we did it from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. completely right. live.
You and Spencer, right?
Did it with Spencer Matthews.
You were slagging him off this morning, saying his presenting skills were awful.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, but you were a bit of a hardened veteran.
There was one bit when what we were told by, we had Greg James on, who said one thing to me. He said, the most important thing is to respect Newsbeat. And Newsbeat is that bit where they go, it's now the news, and they talk the news. He said, respect Newsbeat. It's very easy not to, but make sure you respect it. So Spencer went into, you have to do a link into Newsbeat, and you say something like, hey everyone, it's Radio 1 here with Jamie and Spencer, we have Billie Eilish on, that was Billie Eilish, but now we have Newsbeat. Boom, straight into it, very smart. Mm-hmm. Spencer, and you have about 15 seconds to do it in. Spencer, honestly, it came to Newsbeat, Spencer went, I can do this link, and he hadn't practiced the desk, he hadn't done anything. I went, go on then, do it. So he goes, 5, 4, and Spencer paused, so we're already 3 seconds in to the 50 seconds, and went, hello, hello, Spencer, here, Jamie's here, Billie Eilish, Newsbeat. that was literally it. And then, so he messed that bit up, which was great, and then he went, oh, I want to do another link, please just give me another go. I went, okay, and so he went into the next link, and I didn't put his mic up.
Well, so he's speaking and it wasn't good.
It's just silent. It's just silent on the radio.
Why did Radio 1 let you two on the station?
Because we're legends. That's
legends of what?
The Fool.
Nice. Hey. Very nice. I would have been quite nervous too. That was quite a big gig.
I really thrive on live stuff, though. I think
you thrive
stuff.
On anything that's to do with fame and just being more known.
Mm-mm. I don't think that's what gets you notoriety.
What does? Murder. That's going to be your next foray. Once you've tried out every...
Next foray is murder.
Yeah. You'll get your own Netflix series. It'll be awesome. I can do, like, interviews and be like, well, you know, should have seen the signs early on. He was...
Out of all of our friends that we know, yeah. Let's go through, okay, out of the Made in Chelsea cast, yeah, who's... past and present and future. No, just past and present. Who would you say would be most likely to be a murderer?
Apart from you.
No, you can say me as well. You can say me as well.
Well, I've already said you, so you're in.
No, we're not doing like a group one. It was just one of us. There's been a murder. Oh my God, there's been a murder.
Yeah.
And it's one of the Made in Chelsea cast.
Francis.
You think it's Francis?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
You're looking like a murderer staring at me, saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't you dare look at me like that again, because I will kill you.
Like what?
You're staring at me.
Wait, you think it would be Francis?
Yeah. He'd kill someone on the mat with his jiu-jitsu.
With his, I thought he said with his iMac. I was like, that is a savage way to go.
He's getting bludgeoned to death.
He would do it with his iMac.
As long as it's not PC, I don't mind. I think Francis has got it in him.
Okay, come on. That was boring. You said it so quickly. Let's debate this.
Okay.
Do you know who I think it would be?
Who?
I think Fred Ferrier is out there.
Fred Ferrier?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's got the murderer.
Spencer?
The murderer in him. I think Spencer could. I think he would do it like...
He wouldn't. Spencer doesn't have it in him.
No, but it would be like accidental. He'd be out on a night out and something would happen.
Oh, do you remember that thing we watched in Croatia when we were out there about the guy whose wife died by falling down the stairs?
Oh, yeah.
That's... Oh, it was accidental. It's not. It happened twice in his life.
His defence tried to come up with the fact that an owl had flown through the window and knocked it down the stairs. I was like, wow, that's some defence you got there.
An owl?
Like a really rare owl as well. I was like, wow, you're going to prison.
If any of you listeners haven't seen this Netflix show, it's called The Staircase. And it is about what we just said. It's about this guy who got done for murder for his wife falling down the stairs and dying. And he went to prison, and then he was in prison for 12 years, I think it was, and then he was released after 12... Maybe it was longer.
Has he been released?
He got released, yeah. He found not guilty.
Do you know...
My problem with it, though, is I was like, this poor guy, he obviously didn't do it. Then you found out that it happened earlier in his life, where his other ex, his other
have
wife...
Have you not watched docuseries before? You've not watched crime series? That's the way they format them.
Oh, my God.
They lure you in, and you go, oh, God, it can't be him. Wait, it was him. And then you go, oh, no, it wasn't him. It's like back and forth.
Just quickly, my girlfriend Sophie's ringing me as we do a podcast. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. Listen to this.
Go on, then.
Okay, here we go. Yes, Sophie?
Lammy, where are you?
I'm doing a very important podcast. What are you doing?
Oh, okay.
We've got Donald Trump in.
What?
Love you.
No, say
hi to Matt.
Hello.
Say you should go and listen to Private Parts.
Go listen to Private Parts, everyone. Woo, woo, woo.
So we can get a new house. Woo.
okay, bye. So my point was that I know how formats of these shows work, but I was watching it and I thought, what a poor guy. And then you find out that it's happened to his other wife that she found on the stairs.
I didn't know it happened to his other wife.
Yeah, it happened to his ex-wife.
It was when you found out the details about his... he had that like fetish for like military blokes and he was like shagging loads of dudes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, just the fact he was like, it was like proper intense stuff.
I think it is intense, but I that's what I found weird about it.
Yeah. I tell you, the don't fuck with cats. That freaked me out. And
why does that freak you out?
The guy was crazy. Like, he was really sinister.
He's a typical serial killer where they start killing animals at the beginning and then it develops. Yeah.
Did you kill animals as a kid?
No, I once shot... It was awful, actually, the whole thing. I once shot a sparrow with... It was awful. yeah. I did.
I once shot a sparrow.
Alan Partridge. 400 yards.
Yeah.
I did. I had this air gun. My dad got me an air gun. It was like a little, like, you know, like pew, this... Pew, 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 air gun. And I was outside foraging. I don't know what I was doing. Building a fire. I don't know what I was doing. And there was a little sparrow, and I just aimed the gun at it and shot, and it killed the sparrow. And so I buried it.
Just like you do with all the other problems. bury it.
What do I do with all the other sparrows out there?
Yeah, so any sparrows listening, you better watch out.
It really upset me.
I watched Don't Fuck With Cats. That's what it's called, right?
Who with?
I just watched it on my own.
Okay.
With a big pot of ice cream.
A pot of ice cream?
Yeah, a pot.
A pot?
A tub.
So what, you took the ice cream out and put it in a pot?
Yeah, that's what I do with all my ice cream.
Like a clay pot?
Yes, I made...
How deep is this pot?
It's very deep.
What type of ice cream do you put a mixture in there?
Pralines and cream, I told you.
Pralines and cream?
Pralines and cream. anyway.
Wait, did you say priories and cream?
Pralines. Why I don't understand, you don't
the
get what
hell?
These are.
That's like me saying I'll have melon ice cream. Like, why would you pick that?
Melon ice cream is a bit strange. That's what a murderer would eat. You know you're in trouble if you look over and he's eating melon ice cream. But anyway, I watched it and then I put up an Instagram of the guy. I put it on my main feed.
And his name is?
I can't remember what his name was. I can't remember what I said, but I then panicked about 2 hours later and took it down because I thought he might see it and come and find me when he gets out of prison.
So hang on a second. You thought that this hit winning show on Netflix, Don't F With Cats,
yeah.
You think you're the only person in the world who probably put something up there, and he thought, oh, that guy Alex Mitten who lives in London, I'm going to go and find him.
The guy went to a lot of length to murder people, so yeah. I did. I got worried.
I'm trying to find his name. His name in Don't F With Cats was... It was like Paul Giamatti, but that's an actor. But it was something like that. Cats, Guy Innit. Let's find out. His name was Guy Innit. His name was... Luca Magnotta.
That's it. Luca, if you're listening, Jamie Lang lives at... What's your address?
He's a Luca Magnotta. Mm. That's quite scary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, all you private parters. Welcome to our bonus episode of Private Parts. Me here.
Hello, me here.
With Alexander Mitten. Say hello, Alex.
Hello.
That's what a murderer would say.
How are we?
You're so sinister. Scary.
You better watch out.
Welcome to another bonus episode of Private Parts. Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Hopefully we entertain you every single week. I have a little review, an Amazon review, that I'm going to read you.
Hit me.
All right. It's an Amazon review, and it is, now I have my companionship. Okay? And the picture is of an old lady. Old lady is a sticker of an old lady having an asthma pump. You know the asthma puffers?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. You've got one of those, haven't you?
I have a Ventolin, yeah. And it says this. The review is, at first, I wasn't sure if spending money on a sticker of an old lady with an inhaler was a good idea. But once I got it, I knew I'd made the right choice. She keeps me company in my apartment. Since I don't have any actual friends, we eat, play board games, and watch TV together. We have so much in common, like our love for breathing and other things. She doesn't argue like real people do, and unlike a girlfriend, I don't have to take her on dates, worry about keeping her happy, and she doesn't nag me for money. Overall, I'm 100% satisfied with my purchase. It's a sticker of an old lady.
They sound like they're going to...
taking an inhaler.
They're going to commit some serious murders, I think that's...
Okay, this is the other one. My transformation is complete. It is a guy who bought a horse's head, not a real horse's head, but a horse's like head that you can wear. He bought it, and his review is on the horse's head. He says, it is day 87, and the horses have accepted me as one of their own. I've grown to understand and respect their gentle ways. Now I question everything I thought I once knew and fear I am no longer capable of following with my primary objective. I know that those who sent me will not relent. They will send others in my place. But will they be ready?
Again, he's going to be a murderer. So ridiculous. What animal would you be if you could be an animal?
I think I'd go boring. I think I'd be a dog.
Would you? Yeah. I'd probably be a bird just so I can fly free and see the world from a different perspective.
And you're saying being a dog, I wouldn't see life from a different perspective.
Well,
just because you could fly.
I meant actually sort of physically.
Oh, mate, you're talking so much shit. You'd be a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, so high up.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going to shit on that dog over there.
Yeah. Whoa, car. This is amazing. Whoa. Oh, I'm a little bit hungry now.
Where am I from?
You're in the UK.
All right.
Oh, I'm a little bit hungry now. I have to go and find a mouse and kill it and eat it. That's going to be terrible.
No.
Oh, what's that? It's pouring with rain. Where do I go? I have to sit in a tree.
What's that? It's Jamie Lang with an air gun. Thank God I'm not a sparrow and I'm an eagle. I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Being a bird.
Have you ever been one?
No,
so you wouldn't know.
But yeah, but it wouldn't be good. People think it'd be good. It'd be fun for like 10 minutes and you'd be like, this sucks.
How can you be like a little aggressive seagull?
Can I just
do you remember that story about
Lucas?
Lucas in France, the guy that was on the show. He got he basically had an art studio that was in a hotel, and they had seagulls that had nested on the roof of the hotel. He's telling this whole story in like a really thick French accent, and I just started creasing up as soon as he got to the main bulk of it. Basically, so they had this problem with seagulls. He went up there with the hotel manager onto the roof to get rid of the nest because they were shitting everywhere.
And it's a real big problem when you get rid of nests.
Yeah, well, so anyway, they go up there and they're both there. They get rid of the nest. They sort of fling it off the roof or whatever. And he says that because he was taller than the hotel manager, the seagulls scanned him and stored them in their like seagull database. And he said, for a year, they would attack him whenever he'd step a meter outside of the art studio. He said one time, he's like, I came back to my car. Honestly, we sat on the bonnet. He was so muscly. It's like this huge gangster seagull just sat there like, oi.
It's true. Seagulls have face recognition.
It went on. So it went on for a year. But the funniest thing was we could hear some seagulls and he was like, yeah, they're saying that they are going to attack now. He knew the seagull language. He's like, ah, they're going home now. They're bored. And then it goes on. It was like a movie. He was like, yeah, so we had to phone in a specialist. It's like what they do when you've got like a curse in like a horror movie.
It happens to loads of people.
You have to get a specialist in. So the specialist comes around, advises what to do. They had to go and like kill the babies or something to show them who's boss.
That's savage.
I know. So I think they had to go and like kill the babies, and then eventually the seagulls left him alone. But he still was scared of seagulls. So anytime you heard a seagull, he'd be like, oh my God.
Mate, seagulls are bizarre. He had to walk out the car with an umbrella so they wouldn't see him, and they still saw him.
Yeah.
And he used to run in. Seagulls have face recognition, so if you destroy a seagull's nest, they know your face and they'll attack you. People have known to move houses. If you do that in Brighton, you're honestly screwed.
Seagulls have moved house.
The seagulls move house.
Didn't seagulls steal a baby once? They like picked up a baby and flew off with it.
Really?
Yeah, pretty sure. Similar to the wasp stealing my ham in Corsica.
When I was younger, my friend had a Sony Colourphone. You know that Sony Colourphone?
No way.
Yeah, it was wicked.
Show off.
It was wicked.
You had rich friends, didn't you?
It was wicked back in the day. Anyway, I was really jealous of his phone, so I took it from him and thought, ha ha, in Cornwall. And I threw it into the field, and he went, ha ha, walked over. A seagull came down and picked up and flew off with it. I've never seen it. Oh, come back, Alex.
Colour HD.
It wasn't HD, it was a phone.
All right, mate. Well, it could have been an HD screen.
It was back in like the early 2000s.
Oh, I was trying to make a joke,
it didn't land very well.
Poo-poo on my parade,
it did not
mate.
Land very well.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
What animal would you be?
I've already discussed
this. No, but not a bird. You're not going to be a bird. What would you actually be?
I'd be an octopus.
Really?
Yeah. Have you watched My Octopus Teacher?
Very weird show.
It's
what is he doing spending all that time down? When the cameras turned off, what is he doing?
It's so interesting because he's like really camp, and he's got like the softest like South African accent, and you assume that he's just like a single guy.
Oh, this.
He's like, oh, I was standing in, and she touched me on my chest, and you're like, oh my God, this is so weird. But anyway,
I knew she wasn't scared anymore. Yeah, and then she came out and she touched my hand, and we went.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Touched my hand.
No, he's. No, he goes, oh, no, how's it? Barbecue. Lotti, no, what is it? What's your inn in the South African accent? Like my Australian inn is Lotti Tequiri. Lolly Tequiri.
Really? That's your inn?
I'm
not sure it's working for you, mate.
Mike, what's your, like, okay, Jamaican is beer can.
You know that.
So what's your inn?
What's that Little Mix? There's a video where they were doing accents and I can't remember her name. One of them,
Jessie.
Like, she malfunctions. She's supposed to be doing a Jamaican accent. It comes to her and she goes, "Ballad it," and her eyes like roll in the back of her head. Is this like she's a robot? She's malfunctioning.
It's my info. Let's go to the beach. Let's go to the beach. They talk for you.
It's also quite deep. Most of the time, they have quite deep accents.
Most of the time. So I went and found this octopus. What have you been doing all day, darling? I found this octopus and I don't know. We just connected.
Babe, I think you should sit down. I've got something to tell you. It's going to break your little heart.
I've been fucking an octopus.
No, we could maybe have a threesome. I don't know if you're up for it, but no. It's because you assume that he's like the single guy, but then you find out that he's got a wife and kids and he's going...
I'm so sorry. You assumed he's a single guy just because he's flirting with an octopus?
Well, he's spending every day down in a... where's the time for his wife? But anyway, so he's down there every day. It starts to get more and more strange. Like towards the end, he starts crying because he's remembering the last moment that they touched. And like the octopus is on his chest. Do you remember that bit? Mm. But he filmed the whole thing himself,
yes.
I think, as well.
So what I'm saying is when the camera turned off, what was going on?
Eight tentacles up your butt. But it was weird because it gave me mixed emotions because it is actually quite touching and quite powerful, but at the same time really weird.
Well, what is touching about it, which I agree, is the fact how we know nothing about nature. That we know a lot about nature, we know nothing, and we don't know about, you know, the psyche of an octopus, obviously. But no, it's more the fact that we just don't, that human nature or human emotion that these animals have. And I think that's what was fascinating about
it. It's not human.
It is human.
That's you reflecting your own human.
No, it's human.
No, that's octopus.
That's a mammal, isn't it?
Yeah, but we don't reflect our own human. You're saying an octopus is a human?
Well, it's not human. It's like saying it's a bear of fish.
There's probably a half human, half octopus swimming around the South African seas.
I feel you've really gone off topic on this bonus episode, and I feel like what you've done is once again alienated our listeners away from what is meant to be educational, humorous, and empathetic.
Right. What would you have talked about then?
Oh, lots of things.
Well, we've still got time, haven't we?
No, we don't, because we've run out of time now because of the bonus episode, and that's just about it.
Wow.
I'm just going to put it out there. It's just frustrating when you don't listen, right, and you don't get it.
Okay, well, next week I'll try and turn up.
All right, everybody. okay, listen, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our bonus episode. As always, we would love you to get in touch with some stories, some emails. Let us know anything. Ask us questions or anything at all. Please send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs with things there, like messages, anything at all, @privatepodcast. We'd love to hear from you and for you to be on the podcast.
Mm. If any of you have, like, stories about Jamie Lang, send them in. Like,
stories.
Over the years, you know, you went on quite a few PAs, you've been to quite a few places, you've definitely done some things.
What did you do in that? What did you do in that Nottingham cupboard?
We've discussed this. Yeah. I've already been outed, so it's fine.
Cleaning
the cupboard.
I think you're cleaning.
Send in the
else.
Stories. We want to hear it.
All right, everybody. We love you to bits, and we'll see you on Friday for our fantastic episode with the Fellas Podcast, Cal Freezy and his buddy.
Oi, 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 oi.
Is that what you're ending our podcast on?
Yeah.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, just to get them riled up, ready for it. Friday. Oi.
See you on Friday. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.